Let's head out to the phone lines and talk with Dr. John Braccio, who is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. John, how are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood. Almost blew away walking over to the basketball game last night at Michigan State, but I made it, so I'm around to talk in the morning.
Yeah, I had to attend one of my son's basketball games last night, and my wife usually likes walking with me from the car, hates it when I drop her off. Last night, she didn't have a problem with that for some reason. So I want to talk with you about something that I talk with a lot of people around this time of the year, and that's about making change in their jobs. We've talked about this recently, people having the courage to move to another company, to make change, to do something they really have a passion for and really like doing. But sometimes when this is done, companies need to make sure that the knowledge and expertise that they have don't leave the company system. So this could be kind of a catch-22, if you will.
Well, I think what any system that's going to continually move forward, be refreshed, refreshing, ongoing, has to really have an internal system, Tony, that they really are able to maintain knowledge and information. Let me just give you an example. I think when you have staff sharing what they know and sharing it with everyone so everyone's aware of what is, you know, going on in terms of also job sharing, having people periodically just go with another staff person, learn that activity, learn some of the do's and don'ts, and then ongoing discussion on what each person is doing, that this is something constantly talked about, just refueling each person. Then I think when you have meetings, I think you want to share in detail what someone does. If something is very special, share an activity and really let not only praise the person, but let everybody know what's going on. I think you want to have blogging. I think you want to be putting what you're doing out there. You want to have an alumni network, meaning people that have worked with you that they can still, if they're gone, if they're on their own, whatever they're doing, if they can be involved still in the company in terms of what is going on. And then I think always when there's mentoring, you know, when you have people that are mentoring and helping people, often the person doing the mentoring is also learning the activity, let alone teaching and sharing skills with someone else. It's kind of a constant movement and a recycling, a refueling, refreshing, call it whatever you will. And what's really amazing to me is how I work with people in systems, and they really don't know what other people are even doing. Or there's so much information going around, but there's nothing done coherently. So neither system functions very effectively, but I have found effective systems are where there is this sharing, there's this interacting, there's this learning, there's a team effort. So if someone does leave, it isn't critical to the organization. Because if you have a staff person that is so critical to your organization that if that person leaves, the organization falls flat, then that is somewhat a problem of management because you haven't really made sure some of those skill sets are available to others on the staff.
You even have situations where folks are worried about their own jobs or want to hold on to their other jobs. So as far as making sure that happens, that could be a bit of a challenge. I know that we here try to cross-train all of our employees, and we try to make sure that we know how to do each other's job in case someone leaves or gets sick. It seems to make us more productive.
Well, I think that's a great strategy. I think that sounds really good. And I also think what a person wants to do, regardless of the job they're in, they need to be preparing for something else. That doesn't mean they're going to leave the company, but always being prepared. We're all one person away from an impossible work situation, and we're also in a down market, the possibility of losing a job. So it's really critical to find out what are skill sets that are really useful and helpful. Look at our particular ability level, skill set level, call it what you will, and move forward. Life never stops. And just like Grand River comes through town every day, I think what we really want to do is always be prepared. You know, Churchill's woe be it to the person that when the public calls the person is not prepared. So I think we want to be ready, moving, and just doing the best we can, but always making ourselves somewhat invaluable or critical to any system. And then if we do leave, we go to a job, a better job we want, or if we're laid off or whatever the circumstances, we are ready to take on a new challenge. And a good share of people never do any of these things, Tony. They just kind of get in a rut and just live day to day. That isn't what life is.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. We will talk tomorrow. John, talk to you then.
Very good, my friend. Bye-bye.